Greetings, my peeps, and welcome to the All Things Basketball Podcast with your boy GD. In this episode, WNBA season is starting, and we have the preview for you right here. We'll go through all the teams, all the news surrounding what's going on as well. We'll do that, and we'll just break it down and chop it up, as always. So just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Okay, guys, it's your boy GD back with the All Things Basketball with GD podcast. And guys, it has come. WNBA season starts May 14th. We are on the eve of it right now. So I said, you know what? Let me push out this episode and get you guys ready and geared for that. So let's get right into it, guys. So with that said, let's talk about some of the top stories, and then we'll get to the previews for each team. Top stories, of course, you have to start with the rookie class. That rookie class that came in 2024, all the star power there. You have Caitlin Clark, of course, for the Indiana Fever. So, you know, she casts such a large shadow. And then also you have the combination of Angel Reese and Camila Cardozo out there in Chicago. Then in L.A., you got Cam Brink there along with Rekia Jackson. And then up there in the Northwest in Minnesota, you have Elisa Peely. And then, of course, you have Nika Moll, second round pick over there with Seattle. And the Aces, they got a couple of rookies themselves, Daisha Fair and Kate Martin. She made the team, guys. And then I was just reading this on social media, and actually this is out. Of the 36 picks in the 2024 draft, only 13 made the roster. Wow. Including 4 second rounders, 9 first rounders, because a few of them were international picks that chose to stay in their respective countries, especially with the Olympics coming up. So that's why you have that kind of disparity. It probably would have been more. So yeah, so, you know, and with that said, there's a need for expansion, guys. And word has it, we're getting that. Golden State next year will be added in as the 13th team. And then word has come down, guys, Toronto, thanks to the great showing that they had in preseason for a game up there in Canada. Now they're going to get a franchise, guys. So in 2026, you'll have a team in Canada playing out of Toronto. And according to Kathy Engelberg, the commissioner, they want to expand to 16 teams. And guys, they need it because some of these girls that's getting cut, oh, forget about it. It's just utter nonsense. You got so much talent, but not enough spots there. So that's good news for the league. So we'll see what happens there. More opportunities for the ladies there. And of course, that's always a plus. So that's your two big items there. And then, of course, the TV coverage now. You're going to have a lot more coverage, a lot more avenues in which you can watch the games. From Prime to ESPN to ION. So you're going to have a number of options, guys. You got 4 games on the slate opening night. Washington takes on the New York Liberty. Actually, they host the Liberty. And then Caitlin Clark, She'll be going to Connecticut to play the Connecticut Sun, the defending champs, the Las Vegas Aces. They'll be at home putting up their banner as they host the Phoenix Mercury. And then a game also around that same time, Seattle will be at home hosting the Minnesota Lynx. So you have four games on the tap opening night, guys. And from what I understand, they're all available on TV. So like I had mentioned maybe a couple of episodes back, you have to take advantage right now of this exposure that's now on the league. You got these rookies coming in with huge followings. Caitlin Clark, of course, her following. Angel Reese, you know, she has a large following on all your socials. So a lot of these ladies here got big followings. You're going to have to maximize Kathy Engelberg and the powers that be in the WNBA. So bear that in mind. With that said, also, too, some big news for them. Charter flights, guys. I had talked about this last season when you had the Brittany Griner incident where you had the provocateur, I'm using air quotes, go harassing her. And then the league came to Brittany and said, okay, we know what went down. We will have you on a charter flight, but just you. That didn't sit well with her because, of course, she doesn't want to be separated from her teammates, so it seemed like she's getting preferential treatment. So she declined it. But now the teams are able to use charter flights thanks to a partnership between the WNBA and Delta Airlines. So they're, and it cost $25 million for the next two seasons. So kudos to the league for, you know, putting up the dough. I think this was in large part because of what happened with the Indiana Fever going to Dallas for their first preseason game and all the clamor, you know, of course, people trying to get close to Caitlin and all those sort of things. So the league said, you know what, now's the time. So let's get this thing up and running as far as the charter flights. And good for them. They're doing the right thing in that regards. So, and that's your other bit of news as far as top stories. And then also, two guys, old faces and new places. You start with Seattle. Now you have the combination of Nneka Nwumike. She's in Seattle now, along with Skylar Diggins-Smith, to give you a potent combination there. You add that to what you already have. Players like, of course, Jewel Loy, who's all world over there. Ezzie McBegore, you have her as well, a defensive presence inside. So you add those two pieces to the mix, and I see good things happening in Seattle here. I'll talk about them in a minute. Then you have the Phoenix Mercury, and they have made a few additions as well, signing a Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Also, in a couple of trades they made, they were able to secure Kalia Copper from the Chicago Sky. And, you know, she's an all-star baller. And you get a shooter like Rebecca Allen that you got by. She was a free agent, but you got her via trade nonetheless. And she's coming from the Connecticut Sun. So those additions there should help Phoenix. And I'll talk about Phoenix in a minute. And then down there in Minnesota, you added yourself a nice little backcourt there. The combination of Courtney Williams and Natisha Heidelman. So these are two players who know each other well. They played together with the Connecticut Sun. So Courtney Williams is one of those players that's very unsung, but boy, does she get it done on the court. She's a floor general. She gets her teammates involved. Letitia Heidelman, she's shoots it from long distance and also gives you another ball handler in the backcourt. I think that's going to be a big help over there in Minnesota. I'll talk about Minnesota in a minute. And then you have Jordan Canada coming over from the Los Angeles Sparks, and you sign a Tina Charles. Tina Charles still trying to grab that elusive WNBA championship. So she signs with the Atlanta Dream over there to add to what they already have, the likes of Ryan Howard over there, Alyssa Gray, and then you have Cheyenne Parker Titus. She got married in the offseason, so congrats to her. So you add that to the mix, and things are looking good for Atlanta. So those are your old faces and new places. Well, at least some of them, at least. So with that said, guys, let's get right into it with my look at each of the teams. Starting in the East, your top team in the East, the New York Liberty, of course, being coached by Sandy Brondello. And you got the star power over there. You got Stewie over there, Brianna Stewart, Sabrina Ionescu, Jonquel Jones, who is now healthy, guys. She came into last season where she was banged up, and she got healthy down the stretch, but she comes into this one pretty healthy coming in, so that's good. Then you got Courtney Vandersloot, of course, the point guard over there. And then Banaji Laney Hamilton, she went and got married in the offseason. So big ups to her and congrats to her. But she's their player, very unsung. She does the little things that help your team get the win. She plays both ends of the court and definitely a staple for that Liberty team. Then, of course, you got the likes of Akayla Thornton over there coming off your bench. Naira Sabali, who now really gets a chance to shine now that you no longer have Stephanie Dawson. She went to Washington, so now this is Sabali now. She's the premier backup to Jonquel Jones, the center there. Marquisha Davis that you got in the draft. I call her Kalia Copper 2.0. She plays just like her. And if that's the type of player that they were able to draft, kudos to them. I still chide the New York Liberty for not getting Nika Moll, who you could have got in the draft. I think not saying that they shouldn't have got Marquisha, because I think they should have. You could have also went to the Chicago Sky. I think I talked about this. With that top pick in the second round, you could have made a trade and snatched that pick to take Nika Moll. Because, oh, by the way, that pick that Chicago Sky used, she didn't make the roster. So I'm just saying, New York Liberty, you could have drafted the heir apparent to Courtney Vandersloot, who isn't going to play forever, guys. So let's be clear about that. I'm just saying. And then you had a shot at Jalen Sherrod, who you got as a rookie free agent. She played at Colorado, and she was balling in training camp. And you guys waived her. I don't understand that. Because if you watch the playoffs last year, they were getting smoked by these quicker point guards. So what are y'all doing over there, New York Liberty? I'm just saying. So that's neither here nor there. They waved the young lady. I hope she catches on somewhere else. But I think the Liberty did a disservice to themselves. not adding her. I'm just saying. And then you also let the forward out of the Dominican Republic, is Mary Martinez. You waive her as well. So much for Washington Heights coming to Brooklyn. That's another story. But anyway, so the New York Liberty, I think, will be the top team in the East still. Coming up second, Connecticut Sun. I mean, you'll be getting Breonna Jones back, which will be a plus for you. You already have the engine, Alyssa Thomas there. Dawana Bonner, you were able to bring her back via free agency. Mariah Jefferson, who you got in that trade for where you sent out Rebecca Allen to Phoenix. You got Mariah Jefferson there, a player who's played in the state of Connecticut before, playing for Gino Auriemma up there in Storrs, Connecticut. So that's a plus for you. Dejanay Carrington, a sixth person of the year last year, who I expect to see her game blossom. Olivia Nelson, a Duda, who filled in admirably for Breonna Jones when she went down. And Tiffany Mitchell you have as well. So Connecticut Sun, I see them being the fly in the ointment in the East. They're always not an easy team to deal with. And especially you got the likes of Stephanie White over there, last year's coach of the year. So Connecticut Sun will be a problem in the East at number two. Number three spot, I'm going with the Atlanta Dream. And I mentioned their additions, Jordan Canada, something that they sorely needed, guys. They needed a floor general over there, and they're getting one in Canada, a two-way player who will definitely help this roster. Tina Charles, who I mentioned, you signed her, so you add some depth to the front court. Ryan Howard, who's an absolute star, you have her there. Alyssa Gray, your guard over there, who was all-star last year, and Cheyenne Parker Titus, your center for that team. And then, of course, you still have players like Haley Jones, who will be one of your top guards coming off the bench. Nia Coffey there, Letitia Atmahir, and Ariel Powers as well. So you got some depth over there. Tanisha Wright, of course, she's the coach over there. She's fiery. She gets her team to step up and play. So I think the Atlanta Dream takes a step forward this year, and I'm picking them third. Fourth place, I'm going with the Indiana Fever, guys. I think Christy Sides, I thought she coached very well last year. There was a few things I had issue with. I thought she could have played players like Victoria Saxton more. I think she'll see more playing time this year, though. But, of course, you have Aaliyah Boston there. That's your anchor in the middle. And, of course, you add a Caitlin Clark to the mix. I think, and I was on social media, and somebody was saying how Christy Side wants Caitlin Clark to kind of alter her game a little bit. Not too many logo threes. Work on her mid-range game and stuff like that. Which is helpful for the young lady, in all honesty. And somebody was saying, oh, Christy Sides won't have her job for very long. I adamantly disagree with that. She wants the young lady to improve on her game, to be more of a distributor. And you got to remember, guys, this is not the cornfields of Iowa. This is Indiana here. And this is the WNBA. So you're going to have to ingratiate yourself with your teammates and get them involved and those sort of things. You have much more talent than you had over there. So you're going to have to kind of, I want to say, you got to, it'll be more team oriented. Let's put it that way. And then, you know, as time progresses, her game will start to open up more. But I think in interim, you won't see her shoot as many shots. I know in her very first game, she took 13 shots from three. I think Christy Sides wants her to lower that number just a bit with a little more efficiency. And that'll be good for Caitlin, in my estimation. And it'll be good for the team. You got to think of the team first anyway. So that's all I'm saying with that. But she'll be fine. She'll acquiesce. She'll be fine. She'll blend in. She's already endearing herself to her teammates. And that's a good thing. So Kelsey Mitchell, she's still there, along with Nalissa Smith. I say watch for her. I think she's going to be an X factor for this team this year. Erica Wheeler, who the consummate pro. She knows Caitlin's coming in. She has taken her under her wing. She knows that Caitlin will probably start over her, and she's good with it. She's been the consummate teammate for her, which you always like to see that, guys. Somebody that's welcoming of rookie coming in, kind of showing her the ropes, and she's done that. Katie Lou Samuelson, a veteran there that definitely gives you help up front. Grace Berger, who's had a very good training camp, guys. I think we kind of forget about her, but she's going to be a vital piece. Lexi Hall, you know, she's a tough defender. So I think this team is poised to really, towards last year, they were kind of a problem for other teams. I think this year they'll be much more so. So don't be surprised if perhaps Christy Sides gets some Coach of the Year considerations. I think that's how much this roster can improve. So we'll see. And then in fifth place, I wanted to pick them higher, but I would have felt better if not for the shoulder injury with Camila Cardozo. That's going to keep her out 4 to 6 weeks. So that's going to be a kind of a blow to her. But Chicago Sky, you got players like Diamond DeShields there, a veteran who's going to run the show. Marina Marbury, look out for her this season, guys. I think she's poised to have a really good season. I think last year, for some reason, she was kind of stuck in the mud. But I think this year, and I believe she said it in her exit interview last year, how disappointed she was in her game. So look for Marina Marbury to really show herself, because 2 seasons ago, she was such a beast with Dallas. And I think this year, I think this is kind of her revenge tour or redemption tour, whatever you want to call it. We'll see. And then, of course, how can I not mention Angel Reese, who she had a very good training camp, guys. And she's been a sponge over there, willing to take in learning, learn what she needs to do to help this team. I think you're going to see her game blossom as the season goes on. But Angel Reese, I have no qualms with her. She's going to work hard. She understands this, guys, that basketball is the avenue towards other things she may want to pursue, whether it be modeling, being an entrepreneur, those sort of things. She knows that basketball is her bread and butter. So I think she's going to do the requisite things to improve herself on the court, in the locker room, and with others. So, and you know, Teresa Weatherspoon, she's the coach over there. You know, she's going to coach her hard And she welcomes that. That's the good thing about Angel. She welcomes being coached hard. So I think this is going to be a nice little fit over there for her. And again, I think she'll blossom as the season goes on. Elizabeth Williams, who's going to have to step in place of Cardozo as far as someone in the middle. So I'll be interested to see how her and Reese kind of play off each other inside for the Sky. Dana Evans, who was a sixth person of the year candidate as well there. And then also to Michaela Anaware, who they got via the trade with Phoenix, the one that sent Kalia Copper over there to the Mercury. So that's another piece there. So I see them finishing fifth, guys. And then in last place, unfortunately, I think it's the Washington Mystics, guys. I understand you still have players like Ariel Atkins there. You have a Shakira Austin, who hopefully you have her healthy for the entire season. Her first couple of seasons, she's been banged up a little bit, but you have her coming in healthy, so hopefully she can have a nice campaign where she's kind of injury-free. Brittany Sykes, who was a godsend last year for them last year in the backcourt with Natasha Cloud. But now you're going to have to rely on Brittany Sykes to be kind of the floor general there. Can she do that? We'll see. And then, of course, in the draft, you got Aaliyah Edwards there, a fine piece there that you can put next to Shakira Austin. Then you also have Myasia Hines-Allen there coming off your bench. They dealt Queen Egbo. She actually went to the Connecticut Sun, so the Connecticut Sun has her. Stephanie Dolson, that's your backup center there. Very valuable player in the league. Always beloved by her teammates, so she'll be a nice fit there. And actually, she's returning. She once played for Washington Mystics. Now she comes back to the D.C. area. Dee Dee Richards, she makes her return back to the league, guys. And then they just recently traded for Jade Milborn, a guard. I guess this is insurance, you know, being that you don't have a Natasha Cloud. And she's coming via Seattle, so. But Eric Thybulle, I think he's going to have his hands full this season, especially in that Eastern Conference that's going to be so tough. But I think they end up finishing last. And then remember, too, you have no Elena Deladon, too. So there's that. All right, so that's the East, guys. Let us turn our attention to the West. And, of course, we start with the best team in the W, the Las Vegas Aces, of course, being coached by the great Becky Hammond, who's known nothing but winning since she's taken over that operation over there. Aja Wilson, the best player in the league, bar none. Oh, by the way, everybody was talking about, this one getting a shoe deal, that one getting a shoe deal. And she just revealed playing her preseason game at home, Columbia, South Carolina, there, where they had the exhibition game preseason game against Puerto Rico. And there is where she revealed that she's getting her own shoe deal with Nike, and that's set to come out 2025. And also a clothing line, guys. So she broke that news on Twitter or X. And then Dawn Staley, she went IG Live to let it be known. Asia's good. She got her deal. And she was kind of doing what she does. Doing Dawn Staley something else. But nonetheless, Aja Wilson, the head of the snake over there for the Las Vegas Aces. Chelsea Gray looked like she's back now. Remember, she went down with the foot injury in the finals against the Liberty. But she's back now. The best point guard in the W. bar none. Then you got Jackie Young, a player, the silent assassin, of course. Doesn't say much, but her game talks loudly, guys. And a player who, if she was somewhere else, she'd probably be averaging 25 a game, but she's here with the Liberty. Not with the Liberty. She's here with the Aces, doing her thing there and just fitting in with those ladies. Kelsey Plum, I think Kelsey Plum, she has an axe to grind this season. That all that's going on with her off the court, whether it be the, you know, the impending divorce and all those sort of things. But she has come back. She's got some guns on her, guys. She's been working out big time. But Kelsey Plum, I think she's going to be a force to be reckoned with this season. Kia Stokes, the unsung fifth player over there, the fifth starter who does all the dirty work. I love how Asia Wilson recognized her when she got her Defensive Player of the Year award, where she brought Kia Stokes with her and says, she doesn't get this. Asia doesn't get this without the help of Kia Stokes. I like that. So Kia Stokes there. Alisa Clark, this heady veteran who got sixth player of the year. She actually won it. So she's back over there with them. Kirsten Bell, I think she takes another step forward. I mean, she's already a baller, guys, but, you know, it's always time and opportunity, especially when you got those four ahead of you. But Kirsten Bell, it seems like every time they call on her, she answers the bell, no pun intended. But so you have her there. Megan Gustafson. So you have her as well, another veteran in your front court. Sydney Colson, of course, the team's class clown, but she keeps them loose. She keeps them ready. And when she's called upon, she balls. So Sid Colson, definitely solid piece for them, for the Las Vegas Aces. And then I told you about the two rookies making the roster, Daisha Fair and Kate Martin, who they've, and the rookies seem to have endured themselves to the vets over there, which is a good thing. And think about this, guys. All these other teams here did have any use for any of their rookies. Only three other teams added two rookies to their roster. That's Indiana Fever, Chicago Sky, and the Los Angeles Sparks. The defending champions add two rookies in. So what's wrong with everybody else? What are they doing? But I digress. So Las Vegas Aces at the top of the West. Then in second place, I had to really go back and forth with this one, guys. But I think, yeah, I'm going to do it. The Seattle Storm, guys. I think those additions of Onyeka Nwumike and Skylar Diggins-Smith, I think that's going to be huge for this team, especially given the fact Skylar Diggins-Smith, a fellow alum with Jewel Loy coming out of Notre Dame. So, you know, they're going to be pretty much on the same page there. They're going to be a big help to Jewel Loy. I expect Jewel Loy to see a lot more open looks, and I expect her efficiency to really go up with the addition of these ladies. I talked about Ezzy McBegor. You still have the sophomore, well, it's her sophomore year coming in, second-year player Jordan Horston, who I think can be a solid piece for them. Sammy Whitcomb, who can light it up from deep. Gabby Williams, hopefully she's around for the whole season. She wasn't last year, guys. And then Nika Moll, who everybody seemed to be clamoring for her, and rightfully so. She's a player who can dish to the open player, and also she's a absolute dog on defense, guys. So, and you know, with Sue Bird at the helm over there with Seattle, they're going to take good care of Nika, that's for sure. So, Noelle Quinn, I see her having a much better season this season, coaching this squad, and I'm picking them second. Then in third, the Dallas Wings. You definitely can't count them out. Latricia Trammell has done an excellent job over there with those ladies. And, of course, the top player over there, Arika Ogunbowale, who's an absolute beast. And she's the engine that makes them go. Of course, you have Natasha Howard there, another baller. Satu Sabali, most improved player last year. Now, we have to see, guys, because she has the shoulder injury, and she may not be there at the start of the season, but eventually you'll see her. And I actually ran into her during the draft. She seems to be okay, but, you know, we'll see what happens with her. And then you got the two-headed monster inside, Tierra McCowan and Kalani Brown. That's your two centers over there. JC Sheldon, who's the rookie there. I expect her to kind of get a little baptism by fire, but I think she'll be okay. She's a player willing to play both sides of the ball, which is always a good thing. And I expect her to have a little rough going early on, but I think as the season goes on, I think she'll get acclimated there. Maddie Segrist, I expect to see more of her this season. And Lou Lopez-Senichal, she made the roster. Remember, guys, last year she was banged up pretty much the most of the year. So I'll be interested to see her role with this team. But Dallas, I see them with a third-place finish. Fourth place, guys. Yeah, Minnesota Lynx. I think Minnesota Lynx will be in fourth place in that tough West division. Right now, you have Nafisha Collier, who's their all-star, all-world player over there. And then I told you about the backcourt additions of Courtney Williams and Natisha Heidelman. I think that's going to help this squad big time. Cheryl Reeves, she's the coach over there. And, of course, she's knows what she's doing, a well-seasoned coach. And she's has the requisite pieces this year, guys. Also, I'll be interested to see Diamond Miller. She had kind of a rough go of it her rookie season, but I expect her game to really show itself this season. Dorca Juhas, who had a very under the radar, very good rookie campaign, and I just expect her to get better. And then also Alana Smith, a veteran you have there, and then your rookie, Alyssa Peely. I think I like her being with this squad. There's not too much of a demand on her, unlike some of her other fellow rookies. She could come off your bench and be firepower coming off your bench. I think she's going to have a solid year for them because, again, you're not going to ask her to do too much. Just come off your bench, give you firepower. I think she could do that for this squad. So, Minnesota, I'm picking fourth. And then in fifth place, I would have had them in fourth, but then I found out about this Brittany Griner injury. She has a fractured toe, guys. And by all accounts, she's out indefinitely, unfortunately, for that team. So that kind of puts a cloud over things. And then remember, too, you have Nate Tibbetts coming in, first-year coach. He's a longtime assistant coach in the NBA. Then he takes this WNBA job, Mash Ishbia. He hires him. So this is going to be his first dip into WNBA basketball. I hope he realized this is a whole different thing than what he's seen in the NBA. But he does have assistant coaches like Christy Tolliver. She's a 14-year vet in the W, and actually she's a former teammate of Natasha Cloud. So that'll be a help to him. Somebody who knows the league and can kind of help him in that regard. But you still have Diana Taurasi. Is this her last hurrah? We'll see. And Kalia Copper, I told you they got her via trade, as well as Rebecca Allen. Also, Natasha Cloud, I mentioned, who's going to be the floor general for them. So I'll be definitely interested to see how all of that plays out, because you're probably going to have a lineup where you have Taurasi, Copper, and Cloud in there. Sophie Cunningham, will she still start for them? I imagine so. Rebecca Allen will probably come off your bench, if I had to guess. Morgan Birch, I guess now you have to thrust her into the Brittany Griner role as far as center. So we'll see there. And then Ashley Jones is also. So I see them finishing fifth, guys. I would have had a little more confidence if you had a healthy Brittany Griner, but that's not the case. And speaking of Brittany Griner, I did watch the sit down she had with Robin Roberts. It was gut-wrenching, guys, what she had to endure over there overseas within that Russian jail. And, you know, of course, you're going to get the knuckle draggers, the ones locked in grandma's basement with Cheeto dust on their fingers, who has nothing else better to do than to chide this young lady. To them, I say, you'll be all right. Anyway, that's all I'm going to say for that. But she really endured something. She wrote a book about it. You know, that's going to be out there for you to purchase. So, but is, you know, the interview was pretty gut-wrenching. And you could tell there's still some trauma there that she's dealing with. Hopefully she's seeking the help she needs in that regard. So, of course, prayers and well wishes to Brittany Griner in that regard. So with that said, so I have them fifth. And then your last place team, I think, will be the Los Angeles Sparks. I would love to pick them higher, guys. But, So it is a tough, it's a tough division, that's for sure. So I'm saying Los Angeles Sparks. I understand, I get it. Like I said, you have Cameron Brink, who's looking good so far. And Rekia Jackson, who I think as the year progresses, you'll get to see her really kind of come out of her shell a bit. That's what I'm seeing with her. Then you have, of course, Lexi Brown there, Zaya Cook. This will be her second season, so I'll be very interested to see the growth in her game this year. Monique Billings is there. De'Erica Hamby, guys. I think last year she was kind of still dealing with, you know, life post-baby, you know, after the baby comes. But she really looks good in the preseason, guys. I think we kind of forget how good a player she is. I think this year she's going to remind some people that, yeah, I'm that Hamby. So so we'll see there. Azura Stevens, and then Ray Burrell also on your roster. Kurt Miller, we'll see what he can do, but it's going to be tough in that division. It just is. So in any event, that's it, guys. That's it for this episode. I appreciate you always listening and watching. Definitely, I can't do this without you guys watching and supporting the show. And you can always support the show, guys. All Things Basketball with GD.com is the website. There, I got several buttons there where you can show your love financially by hitting a few of those buttons there. I got a PayPal button there. I got buy me a coffee button. Also got a Spotify button where I get, you know, proceeds from that. So all those buttons there on my website. Cash App, guys, I have that. $GD, that sports dude. So you can do it that way. Also, guys, write reviews on Apple Podcasts. You can write reviews there. On YouTube, like the videos. Wherever you see them, like the videos. Whether it be on IG, whether it be wherever it is, YouTube. Even write comments, guys. I get to see those. I'll comment back if it makes sense to comment back. But yeah, so, and then all the socials, I'm there. TikTok, I do my videos there. IG, I'm there a lot. Facebook, you know, I'm on there as well. And then you already know what the deal with Twitter and X is. Anyway. All right. So with that said, thank you for listening as always. And we'll talk soon. Take care, guys.